Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Game Theory by Michael Mashler, Ilan Solon, and Shmuel Zamir is a mathematically rigorous textbook and reference work on the theory of strategic interaction. Published by Cambridge University Press and available in a second edition, it covers both non-cooperative and cooperative game theory. Moving from foundational models to advanced topics used in economics, mathematics, computer science, engineering, and related fields. The book is designed for serious academic study rather than casual overview. Definitions are precise, theorems are proved, and concepts are repeatedly illustrated through worked examples and exercises. Its purpose is not only to introduce standard tools such as utility theory, strategic form games, Nash equilibrium, and coalitional games, but also to show how these tools extend to auctions, incomplete information, stochastic interaction, stable matching, and bargaining. The result is a broad, proof-oriented account of modern game theory that functions both as a course text and as a long-term reference. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, utility, preferences, and the mathematical language of strategic choice. A central feature of game theory is its careful construction of the mathematical foundations needed before strategic models can be analyzed. The book treats utility not as a vague measure of satisfaction, but as a formal representation of preferences, including preferences over uncertain outcomes. This matters because game theory depends on comparing actions whose consequences may depend on other players, chance events, or hidden information. By grounding payoffs in utility theory, the authors clarify what is being maximized and under what assumptions such maximization is meaningful. The discussion of preference relations, representation, risk attitudes, and subjective probability helps readers see why payoff numbers in a game are not arbitrary decorations. They encode behavioral assumptions about rational choice. This foundation also explains why many game theoretic conclusions are conditional if players have these preferences, and if those preferences can be represented in this way. Then certain strategic predictions follow. The book, therefore, avoids presenting solution concepts as isolated formulas. Instead, it links them to a broader analytic framework in which rational behavior, uncertainty, and mathematical representation are treated as interconnected parts of the same model. Secondly, non-cooperative games and the logic of equilibrium. The book gives substantial attention to non-cooperative game theory, where individual decision-makers choose strategies while taking into account the possible choices of others. This part of the subject includes strategic form games, extensive form reasoning, mixed strategies, and equilibrium concepts, especially Nash equilibrium. The strength of the treatment lies in showing equilibrium as a consistency condition rather than as a simple prediction that players will automatically coordinate on one outcome. An equilibrium describes a situation in which each player's response is optimal given the other's responses, so no player has a unilateral reason to deviate. The authors emphasize the mathematical structure behind this idea through definitions, propositions, and proofs, while examples show how equilibrium can illuminate competition, coordination, conflict, and commitment. The second edition also includes material such as rationalizability and continuity of equilibrium sets with respect to game data, which deepens the analysis. Rationalizability asks what choices can survive iterative reasoning about rational players, while continuity concerns how stable equilibrium conclusions are when small changes are made to payoffs or available actions. These issues are important because real models often approximate complex situations. Thirdly, incomplete information, auctions, and dynamic strategic environments. Beyond complete information games, game theory examines settings in which players do not know all relevant facts about one another, such as preferences, valuations, types, or available information. This is essential for applications like auctions, bargaining, market design, and political competition, where strategic behavior often depends on private information. In games with incomplete information, players form beliefs about unknown features and choose actions that are rational relative to those beliefs. The book connects these ideas to auction theory, where bidders must reason not only about their own valuations, but also about what other bidders may know and how they may bid. The inclusion of stochastic games in the second edition further expands the dynamic dimension of the text. In stochastic games, the state of the system can change over time, and current actions affect future strategic possibilities. This makes the analysis richer than a one-shot game, because players must evaluate long-term consequences as well as immediate payoffs. By treating incomplete information and stochastic interaction within the same broad framework, the book shows how game theory handles uncertainty, learning, and strategic persistence without abandoning mathematical precision. Fourthly, cooperative games, coalitions, and allocation among groups. A major distinguishing feature of the book is its serious treatment of cooperative game theory alongside non-cooperative theory. Cooperative game theory shifts the focus from individual strategic moves to what groups of players can achieve by forming coalitions and how the gains from cooperation should be allocated. This introduces questions that are different from those in Nash equilibrium analysis. Instead of asking whether one player should deviate from a strategy, cooperative models often ask whether a coalition has the power and incentive to block an allocation. Concepts such as coalitional worth, core-like stability, and bargaining-related solution ideas help formalize these questions. The book also includes advanced cooperative and allocation-oriented topics, such as games with vector payoffs, stable matchings, and the bargaining set. These subjects broaden the scope of game theory beyond market competition and zero-sum conflict. Stable matching, for example, is concerned with pairings or assignments that no relevant participants want to disrupt, while bargaining set ideas examine objections and counter-objections among coalitions. The treatment reflects the author's expertise in mathematical game theory and gives readers tools for analyzing cooperation, division, and institutional stability. Lastly, proof-based exposition supported by examples and exercises. The pedagogical design of game theory is unusually comprehensive for a textbook of this scope. The authors present the subject with mathematical rigor, but they also work to make the material usable by students and instructors through examples, exercises, and structured development of concepts. Every theorem is accompanied by a proof, which is important because the book is not merely a catalog of solution concepts. It teaches readers how conclusions are derived, what assumptions are doing the work, and where limitations enter. Examples from different disciplines help prevent the formalism from becoming detached from application. They show that the same model can illuminate economic competition, political negotiation, biological interaction, engineering systems, or computer science problems, depending on how players, strategies, information, and payoffs are defined. The exercises reinforce this by requiring readers to apply definitions rather than memorize them. The availability of instructor resources in the second edition also supports its role in structured courses. This combination of proof, example, and practice is what makes the book suitable for advanced undergraduate study, graduate courses, and research consultation. In conclusion, game theory is best suited for readers who want a demanding and systematic entry into modern mathematical game theory. It is especially appropriate for advanced undergraduates, graduate students, instructors, and researchers in economics, mathematics, computer science, engineering, operations research, and related disciplines. Readers without a strong mathematical background may find the pace and proof-based style challenging, but those prepared to work through definitions and arguments will gain a durable understanding of the field. Its practical benefit lies in providing a disciplined way to model interdependent decisions, whether the problem involves competition, cooperation, private information, auctions, matching, bargaining, or long-run strategic interaction. Its intellectual benefit is broader. It teaches how assumptions about preferences, information, timing, and feasible coalitions shape conclusions about rational behavior. Compared with shorter or more applied introductions, this book stands out for its breadth and technical completeness. It does not restrict game theory to non-cooperative equilibrium analysis, nor does it treat cooperative theory as an afterthought. It also includes advanced material that many textbooks omit or only mention briefly. For readers seeking a reference that combines foundations, proofs, examples, exercises, and coverage of both classical and specialized topics, it occupies a distinctive position among game theory texts. If you would like to support Michael Mashler, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.